again, another program in the series Where Fitz Left Off. Frank L. Fitzsimmons labored behind these microphones for more than 25 years, doing the early history of the county and the lives of the early settlers. In 260 programs, I'll be telling you of the more memorable happenings, the fascinating people I've known over the past just 50 years. This is Program 9, and we'll tell you about the Southern Regional Checker Tournament after this. I said we'd tell you about the Southern Regional Checker Tournament. It drew 75 top checker players from North and South Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, Tennessee. It was the biggest show in checkers ever seen, either here or in North Carolina. Now, the practical headquarters for the local checker organization was the Crystal Barbershop on 7th Avenue East, where my Uncle Jim Pace not only handled the number one chair, but was also chairman of the Henderson County Republican Party. The other chair was handled by Charlie Lawrence, who was not only a cunning wood pusher, who always was going for that spectacular play which would literally wipe out his opponent. Charlie also served as secretary treasurer of the local checker club, and all the members were fondly called wood pushers. Throughout the winter that year, checker players all kept pushing Charlie to invite some big boys to come here for a tournament. What they were really asking Charlie to do was to get some big shot players from the Southern Association to which Charlie belonged and who had played in their tournaments to ask these players to come and play in the Crystal Barbershop. Well, Charlie went all out. He went to Fred Allen Jr., who was then secretary of the Hendersonville Chamber of Commerce, and Charlie asked him to make a pitch for the regional tournament to be played in Hendersonville. Fred took up the call and promised the Southern Association that Hendersonville would raise more prize money than ever offered by their association before. That did it. And so the city was advised that the city of Four Seasons would have all the state champions and 75 of the best checker players in the world coming here in August of 1940. Now, obviously, you couldn't stage a tournament with 40 checker tables and all the spectators that would draw in the Crystal Barbershop on 7th Avenue, so Charlie and Fred Allen were able to get approval of the city school board to use the new Rock Gymnasium, which had only opened June 9, 1937. Charlie set to work and raised over $200 in cash. That was a lot of money back then, which would enhance the cash prizes offered by the Southern Association. And what a success. The tournament ran 3 days, and under what was called a knockout format, which, when a player lost any game, he was ousted from the tournament. The Attorney General of Tennessee, E.F. Hunt, from Nashville, came to serve as the official referee for the tournament. Checker players from all the southern states quickly booked out the Skyland Hotel, the Bowen Hotel, along with the Hendersonville Inn and all the tourist courts. And heading the list of players was a Basil Case, current southern champion from Russellville, Alabama. Heading up the list of contenders, one former regional champion, state champions from North and South Carolina, 75 wood pushers in all. And with a knockout format, as each player was eliminated, the tables were simply removed, and they got fewer and fewer until on the last day, in the entire floor area of the gymnasium, there was only the one table. And the finalists included Basil Case, the 32-year-old Alabaman who was defending his title, and sitting across from him on the other side of the board was Alex Cameron of St. Petersburg, Florida, a native of Scotland. The two players battled to a draw in the first game. Every move was as measured in an international chess set, and word circulated throughout the community about this battle of the wood-pushing gladiators in the gym, and the crowd grew. Game two ended in a draw. The tension was building to a peak when game three ended, also in a draw. And finally, the small, silent young man from Alabama outfoxed the Scotsman and established a clear-cut victory, giving him a first prize of $100 in the cup. The Scot from Florida won a runner-up prize of $50. Officials described the tournament as the most successful ever held. A total of 53 players had advanced to the second round in what turned out to be the largest field in Southern Checkers tournament history. And it all was planned out in great detail in the midst of the sound of hair clippers, the smell of Lucky Tiger, and with the usual spirit that if anybody can do anything better, he's bound to be from Hendersonville, where I was born, and have had the good sense never to leave, a seventh child of a seventh child, who's had a job doing exactly what he wanted to do for not just 50 years, but for a lifetime. sursum corda as we head into the next 50 years.